Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
In Australia this week, TV network 10 has announced it will cut jobs and newsrooms around the country and centralise the production of weekday bulletins in Sydney and Melbourne, while the Royal Commission into Aged Care has criticised Australia's COVID-19 response in aged care homes. I talked to Radio Adelaide's Zoe Canandes about these issues, and she also gave us an update on the second wave of coronavirus there.
So firstly, very sorry to hear that you're back in lockdown 3 there in Auckland, but Australia is looking pretty up and down, to be honest, at the moment. So I reported last week that Victoria was getting hit really hard with the second wave, and they certainly have been. They had recorded their deadliest day of the pandemic a few days ago, and that was up to 17 deaths. We're seeing an average of about 300 new cases a day out of Victoria, probably a bit more, 300 to 400 a day. But there was a really bad day in which I think it got up to 700 cases in a day, but we have seen the curve flattening, so to speak, from Victoria in these past few days, or since I spoke to you last, considering they've all gone into lockdown level 4. We are seeing a few cases spread across the country as well. For example, here in South Australia, there has actually been a fair amount of community transmission in South Australia. We had a thing called the Feberton cluster, where someone went to a school and 1,100 people have gone into isolation and 100 people have gone into a hotel for really intense quarantine. So that's sort of where South Australia is at. We're kind of locking down suburbs or known areas where the person has been. The rest of the country is looking okay. New South Wales is a little bit up in the air, considering they're so close to Victoria as well. But we, yeah, unfortunately, our cases have skyrocketed again. We had a few thousand since I spoke to you last. So it's pretty scary and hard to comprehend. I don't live in Victoria though, so, you know, I think everyone who doesn't live in Victoria is sort of thinking this could totally happen to us if we're not careful. So there's been that sense of complacency has been lost now. I think people are being way more careful, but yeah, it's a little bit up in the air.
I think it's the same over here as well. Now, Channel 10 has said they will make people redundant.
Yeah, I feel like every other week I'm talking to you guys about a media organisation in Australia going bust or firing lots of people. So this week is Channel 10, one of our major free-to-air channels here in Australia. I'm not sure if you have an equivalent there in New Zealand, probably do. They will unfortunately be slashing hundreds of jobs, some of even really high-profile presenters. They are going to be moving their Brisbane and Perth news bulletins to be broadcast from Sydney, and then their Adelaide newsroom will be moved to, it will be cut, and then it will be broadcasting bulletins for Adelaide in Melbourne. Also, all of the weather presenters from each state will be cut, and there will be one weather person for the entire country on Channel 10. And also besides that, so many on-air presenters, journalists and operational staff will have their jobs cut. It's a massive blow again to the media world here in Australia. I've spoken to you guys about the ABC job cuts, the Australian Associated Press cuts, although they did kind of get saved, News Corp, and BuzzFeed all this year have faced major job cuts and some even closing down. And then in some breaking news as well, here in Adelaide, Nova, which is a radio station, one of our major commercial radio stations, will also be cutting lots of jobs as their Adelaide newsroom or their Adelaide headquarters, is going to be widening the axe. And this is a lot due to COVID-19, obviously. This economic fallout is, we can't really describe it yet, can we? I think we'll all just stand back and look at the blow eventually. But for right now, it feels like a lot of media organisations are taking the brunt. Not just media organisations, but, you know, media is really suffering right now in Australia. Hmm. I mean, I would go to say that was even before COVID as well, but COVID was just really the straw on the camel's back.
Hmm. And when you say some Channel 10, they're going to move their newsroom in Adelaide to Brisbane, am I correct?
To Melbourne.
Oh, to Melbourne, right. Do you think it would kind of like lose touch with the local community if there's like no newsroom in Adelaide to deliver the news on the national stage?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I mean, the Adelaide news team is going to be in Melbourne and then broadcast to Adelaide. It doesn't make sense. How are they? I guess I'll have maybe some reporters on the ground for visuals and this, that, the other, but it does feel a little bit... it's not going to be quite the same. And we're losing Rebecca Morse, who is, if you love her or hate her, she's a, huge figure of Adelaide Channel 10. So her position being lost, it will feel a little bit out of touch. I'm not a television person. I'm a radio person. But I feel like their ratings or whatever aren't going to be as great in Adelaide if... you know, the newsroom is in Melbourne. You're totally right. It just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like making Auckland News in Canberra then showing back on our television screens.
Yeah, exactly. It just doesn't make sense.
Now, a Royal Commission into Aged Care has criticised some of the handling of the pandemic. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so Professor Joseph Ibrahim told the inquiry into the Royal Commission into Aged Care that there was little understanding of the size of the threat to aged care residents, who had accounted for 68% of all COVID-19 deaths in Australia, and that is despite them being 1% of the population. So we can obviously see there's been a massive discrepancy here with aged care facilities, aged care homes, aged care carers, and how COVID-19 has been dealt with within that community. We have unfortunately seen so many of them pass away, and this Royal Commission into Aged Care is something that has been spoken about for so long here in Australia. And yeah, we're seeing a lot of people.
I kind of like want to ask one question. Did the Royal Commission set up specifically for the pandemic, or when was it? When did it start?
So it was tabled in October 2019, so obviously before COVID. And we've been having some interim reports of the findings and constantly since then. The general submissions closed on the 31st of July 2020. So what that indicates to me is that they are now sort of taking all this information, and we will have a really comprehensible report with lots of requirements and recommendations for the government to take. That's usually how a Royal Commission kind of works here. Probably the same there, obviously. It'll be interesting to see how COVID and the outbreaks in aged care homes will play out, and what we'll learn more about this. But yeah, there's been a massive criticism towards the government that they really haven't been able to do this correctly, and we are seeing so much death within aged care homes. It's pretty frightening.
Right, and I kind of want to go back on the commission itself. Why was it being set up? Is there like reports of historical elder abuse in the past?
Yeah, so unfortunately, I want to say it was about probably just before this Royal Commission started, I'd say mid last year, maybe this time last year, but I could be wrong, it could have been later than that. We had been seeing some pretty awful reports out of aged care homes across the country of some really awful elder abuse reports, the kind of standard things you hear, reports of older people being left alone, neglected, really terrible food, like not being seen, not being treated to, not being taken care of, and their mental health in those homes obviously deteriorated, and thus did their physical health. And some really frightening stories of elder abuse in Australia, and that is really what kick-started this Royal Commission. The Royal Commission is entitled Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety. So, yeah, it is really just about making aged care facilities a safe place and a place where people can live the rest of their life with dignity and respect and know that they're being taken care of.
Thanks so much for your time today, Zoe.
My pleasure, Justin. And I really, my heart goes out to everyone in Auckland and New Zealand, and I'm so sorry that this has happened. And if there's any silver lining, I really admire how your country has taken this sort of second wave, so to speak, and you're getting rid of it as fast as you can, and you're all cooperating, and it's really admiring.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.